Mayen received the backing of a coalition of 10 parties known as Other Political Parties or OPP during a recent convention in the Western Equatoria state capital, Yambio. He told VOA earlier today that following his recent endorsements by his party and the Other Political Parties consortium, he is ready to contest for the presidency.
We had been in pre-transition period for 8 months. We extended the pre-transition for 6 months. And we extended again the pre-transitions for 3 months, and we formed the transition period for 3 years, and now we extended again for 2 years. All of these, most of the things have not happened, but it can happen, can be implemented by elected government.
Some opposition politicians say South Sudan is not ready for elections based on the pending tasks in the revitalized peace agreement. Some key laws aimed at preparing the country for elections are yet to be passed by the National Assembly in Juba. But Mayen says regardless of the pending tasks in the 2018 peace agreement, the country should go for elections in 2024. He says if elected as the president of South Sudan, he will improve the living standards of South Sudanese.
Because I wanted to bring them prosperity, inspiration, and the South Sudan that they had inspired for a number of years. I want to relieve their suffering. I want to move South Sudan, move their further from where it is today. I will reform all sectors. I will reform the economic situation. I will initiate and prove by actions good governance.
The leader of the People's Liberal Party, who is also the former Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Preparedness, heads the political consortium known as Other Political Parties. He is the second political leader to declare his intention to run for the presidency after the incumbent president Salva Kiir. Mayen appeals to South Sudanese to use the ballot to create the kind of country they want.
The time has come for us to deliver the future that we have all yearned for years, we have worked for, our grandfathers and ancestors have died for, and that future, it has to be delivered now for the next generation in South Sudan.
The head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, the Troika countries of the United Kingdom, United States and Norway, say South Sudan is not ready for elections based on the unimplemented tasks of the revitalized peace deal. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.